This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can bring up what you want via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line as we launch here into the first hour of the live Saturday edition of the program. The number again, 800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
So this week, Mark, as you know, if you listen to this program during the week, we were talking about a particular piece of legislation. And legislation doesn't really excite me very much. I'm not somebody that is too keen on the whole political process. But all that said, I do love the idea of freedom. And I do love liberty. And I will support anything that will get us whatever the next step is in that direction. And I will oppose whatever it is that takes us down the road to tyranny, which is currently, in my opinion, the road that we're all on here in this country. So, legislation.
Tyranny being just more government.
Yeah. Well, yeah, more of what we have, which is more controls, more regulations, more taxes, more obedience. And so anything that will alleviate that situation, I will support. Especially something like what the New Hampshire legislature is looking at doing, and apparently a handful of other states are also looking at doing.
Up to 20, according to WorldNet Daily.
Is that true?
Well, there's 8 currently, Arizona, Hawaii, Montana, Michigan, Missouri, New Hampshire, Oklahoma, and Washington, and I believe that New Hampshire started it all. It's the shot heard around America.
As it should be. And I love this idea. I think it's, obviously for me, it's not quite as far as I would like to see things go, but it's a good starting point. And what I'm talking about is what they call up here HCR6, which is a piece of legislation that is currently in committee. So it's not even up to the full House yet. And, you know, I don't even like talking about legislation that hasn't passed. I mean,
yeah, I see that point, and you know, there's all kinds of weird legislation gets passed, but I think that this, for one, there's a trend across the United States, up to 20 states looking at doing this, and it basically started here in New Hampshire that I can tell. I'm not 100% sure of that. I'm sure the other states that are introducing theirs will say that they had it on their own, but it's trend, and I'm really interested in seeing it where
so,
it goes.
So what they're doing is they are proposing a secession bill.
Well, it's a line in the sand.
They don't use the term secession in the actual piece of legislation. They use the term nullification, I believe, of essentially whatever the agreement is between the state government and the federal government. They basically lay down several criteria, and they will they enumerate what it is that the federal government must or they may not do. And if the federal government does do one of these things that is enumerated in the bill, one of them, for instance, is gun regulations. If they pass another gun regulation, then that will essentially trigger the New Hampshire government to say, all right, we're done.
Yeah, actually, there's quite a few of the criteria in it, but it's establishing martial law or state of emergency, mm-hmm. Requiring involuntary servitude or government service other than draft during a declared war. At least it's a declared war. When was the last time we had one of those? 65 years ago?
Oh, declared war. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Pursuant to or as an alternative to incarceration due to process of law. Requiring involuntary servitude or government service of persons under the age of 18, surrendered any power delegated or not delegated in any corporation or foreign government, which is like the UN, any act regarding religion, further limitations on freedom of political speech, or further limitations on freedom of the press, further infringement. I love how they keep on talking about, you know, it's further infringement of the right to keep and bear arms.
Yeah.
There's already 20,000 laws in America.
So they're acknowledging that it has really already gone pretty far. And they're putting, as you say, Mark, a line in the sand, and they're saying, look, if you cross this, we're going to nullify the agreement. Now, one of the other things to point out about this is it's just a resolution, right? It's not actually a mandate. It's just kind of a symbolic gesture, as I understand it.
Yeah, but it's one written down and going to be voted on.
Yeah, which will be really interesting to see how this ends up playing out. In fact, we do have, and this is a really unusual night for Free Talk Live, Mark. We're opening this show with talking about a piece of legislation. I guess my question for you, the listener, is how do you feel about the idea of doing something like this. Are you opposed to the idea of New Hampshire or Vermont or some other state government pulling out of the union?
What about Hawaii? I mean, they've got a huge secession movement there. Alaska does, too.
Do you oppose this idea? Do you embrace it? How do you feel? 800-259-9231. We're going to talk here briefly with one of the sponsors of the piece of legislation. His name is Representative Paul Ingbertson. Paul Ingbertson, are you with us?
I'm on the line.
Oh, good to hear you. I recall your name from earlier things in the State House. I believe you were one of the sponsors of some of the marijuana decrim legislation that has come up in the past. Is that correct?
Sure, and I've looked in the past also to try to end the drug war, of course, which is a completely, you see, it's related to what this problem is. It's outside the parameters of the federal government's. Purview of the federal government. So
I love it. And if I'm not mistaken, are you a A-plus rated representative from the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance?
You'd have to ask them. I've actually lost. I don't know.
You've got to be following these things.
So I must be doing reasonably well with them.
Okay. All right. Well, so what was the what was your purpose in putting forth this legislation?
Well, you know, the truth is I'm a co-sponsor, so this doesn't originate with me. So my purpose in putting it forward, my purpose, in a better way to say it would be my purpose in co-sponsoring. Dan, it's on his own time, he should tell you about this, but was looking at the Monroe Doctrine. I'm sorry, not the Monroe Doctrine, I apologize. The Kentucky Resolution and the Virginia Resolution, apropos or in preparation for a presentation he was doing. And he suddenly saw this and he said, well, golly, this looks like something we need to do today.
Yeah, now these documents are Jeffersonian documents written by
Jefferson and Madison, as a matter of fact, and they guys apparently co-wrote them, and then used them in their own in their different states, had them passed in their different states as a result of the Alien and Sedition Act, which you see referenced, I believe, in that bill. But anyway, so the language obviously is sort of a continuation of that, and the thinking is obviously Ninth and Tenth Amendment thinking. And which the reason I came on board is because, all of us, I mean, you can see the outpouring of enthusiasm. My emails are packed. My phone's ringing.
Yeah.
People have had it with this federal government overreaching, and nobody wants top-down government here. And it's just coming in every single area of our lives now.
Yeah.
Obama promises to make it far worse.
Well, and of course he will, as George Bush made it worse, and they'll just stack on awful things on top of all the things that have already been created. We all know what's going to happen in the federal government, so it's inevitable that they are going to do one of those things that's on that list. So if it comes down to it, and this thing passes, it's just a resolution, though, right, Paul Ingbertson? It's not actually going to do anything. They don't have to take action on this.
No, it's a resolution, and it's actually simply a confirmation of the position that the states already have vis-a-vis the Ninth and Tenth Amendment. It's just a reminder. It's a friendly hello. Are you, anybody paying attention to the agreement we've got?
No, they're not.
That's the purpose of it.
Now, there's,
it doesn't have any. It's not binding on anybody. No.
Now, Representative Ingbertson, you probably haven't seen this story, but WorldNet Daily is reporting that there's lawmakers in 20 states moved to reclaim sovereignty, and then they list off several other states that have like legislation to the HCR 6. Is that right?
Yes, I did see that story. Yes.
Okay. Now, did do you think that your legislation or the legislation you co-sponsored was the first?
Oh, I don't want to give that. I have no idea. How
does it doesn't really matter.
I know that one of their pieces, I don't know if it was Oklahoma, was heard the day before ours, so maybe we're the second.
Well, I think what matters most is who actually passes the legislation. It sounds to me like everybody's just considering this. What do you think the chances are of this even making it through the committee?
Well, that committee historically has been in favor of this kind of position, and I think, in fact, a Democrat came up to Dan yesterday before enthusiastically supporting the position, so I think it would have a reasonable chance both there and on the floor unless leadership takes some sort of an adamant position in both parties.
Do you think that if this passes and actually makes it through the House, do you think that we could see something a little stronger, like an actual piece of secession legislation coming up?
No, come on.
Let's be optimistic here. Thank you for the call. Hey, we really appreciate your time, Representative Paul Ingbertson. Thanks for coming on Free Talk Live. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Now, a revealing glimpse into the life of one of our most celebrated yet private novelists, John Grisham. author of the masterful new legal thriller, The Associate. Mitch McDear, straight out of Harvard Law, goes to work for the firm. Kyle McAvoy, straight out of Yale Law, becomes the associate. What was John Grisham's university experience like? He says, I grew up in a very small, close-knit Southern Baptist family where everything was off limits, so I couldn't wait to get to college and have some fun. And I did for the first 2 years. And I regret a lot of it because my grades were in terrible shape. He attended three different colleges, studying economics, then accounting, and finally criminal law. John Grisham earned his Juris Doctor from the University of Mississippi in 1981, moved back to South Haven to open his own practice, and began his illustrious career. To learn more, visit jgrisham.com. If you thought Mitch McDear was in trouble in the firm, wait until you meet the associate. Kyle McAvoy is a brilliant young attorney, a rookie associate at the world's largest law firm, but he also has a dark secret, one that falls into the wrong hands. He's coerced into taking part in a scheme that could send him to prison or get him killed, making his first case his last. The Associate, John Grisham at his pulse-pounding, page-turning best. Available now, wherever books are sold.
Are taxes, food, energy, housing, medical forcing Americans into poverty? Is free enterprise flawed, or is our monetary system forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? The answers are in Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about the Fed and central banking. Hi, Ted Anderson. I will give a U.S. silver dollar to everyone who purchases this book. Call 800-686-2237. It's critical to be made aware of the system. Get your copy today, 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
When times get tough, we must all decide what's most important in life. At EnduringRose.com, we believe that lasting relationships are what make life most meaningful. Showing our loved ones that we care is what helps us find happiness in an uncertain world. Enduring Rose can help. We have taken real roses, the universal symbols of love, and coated them in eternal and precious 24-karat gold. These roses, forever preserved in either white or yellow gold, will never wither and never die. Unlike traditional roses, they will endure as a timeless symbol of your love. These roses, either singles or bouquets, are sensible and affordable Valentine's Day gifts that will impress and deeply touch that special someone in your life. Show her that your love will weather the storm by giving her a gold-dipped rose from Enduring Rose. We offer military discounts and free shipping on qualified orders. That's E-N-D-U-R-I-N-G, Rose, EnduringRose.com, or call 702-453-7455. That's 702-453-7455.
Phase 1 of the insider's plan for a one-world government has been initiated with the recent bailout. International bankers and power brokers have engineered the current crisis to create a new currency and a new world bank to act as savior. But we've only seen the beginning. Their next engineered crisis will be on a scale never before seen in modern times. Shortages and empty shelves will spread fear and panic across the land. The insiders have discovered that they must control two things to seize total power. Phase 1 is a one-world currency, which we are currently being prepared to accept. Phase 2 of their insidious plan is complete control of our food supplies. Go to www.foodshortageusa.com for the details. That's www.foodshortageusa.com to learn how to prepare for the unthinkable. Don't wait for empty shelves. Learn how to make your own survival foods for pennies on the dollar. Go to foodshortageusa.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Again, 800-259-9231, and you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. The features there include the updates. You get signed up, and we'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Go to updates.freetalklive.com. Get on the list for free. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
Did you know that over 35% of IT admins admit to snooping through their boss's email? Shouldn't your business email be secure? PrivacyHarbor.com is an email alternative that's both private and confidential. It's guaranteed. PrivacyHarbor.com, because normal email is not secure. And you can go over there today and get a free account at PrivacyHarbor.com. That way you can try it out and see if you like the service. PrivacyHarbor.com.
So we started the show out by talking about a piece of legislation that is on the table, a similar piece of legislation that is on the table in up to 20 states right now. No one has passed it yet. Hopefully many will, but the legislation is essentially a nullification warning. It's basically a line in the sand, a verbal line in the sand, that tells the federal government, hey, look, we're about sick and tired of all of your big government nonsense, and if you take one more step in any of these directions, we reserve the right to nullify our agreement, which is that is the state government nullifying their agreement to be part of the union, as I understood it. It's just a resolution. It's not binding, but it is symbolic to some extent. It's symbolic of people's frustration with what the federal government is and has been up to, and I think it's important. And I'm not somebody who really gets excited about legislation, but I think this one is a pretty big one. And we were talking with one of the representatives that filed this piece of legislation, and he kind of backed away from my question about some real secession legislation, because I think that's what's really needed. Well, I think action is what's needed in this case.
If I were a representative talking to you on the radio, I would have backed away from that too. I mean, the fact is, this isn't the time to be talking about it as a representative.
Well, I guess that's because representatives are kind of cowardly, and they're politicians, and they only want to get reelected.
I think they want to get their legislation passed, and if you say, this here's some secession legislation, like, you're going to be that nut, and nobody votes for that nut's legislation.
Well,
people listen to that nuts radio show, so why don't you go on?
We'll see what happens as far as whether or not it gets passed. But anyway, I was curious about you as to how you felt about all this. I mean, if you came across the news that one of the states, whether it's the one you live in or not, was considering secession, how would you feel about that? Let's go to your phone calls. You can bring up anything. We'll start with John listening to WFLA in Tampa. Hello, John. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, what's going on?
What's on your mind?
Well, I'll make it brief and concise. I live in Florida. Our state's probably never going to have anything like that. But
no.
I will make it very clear. First of all, over my dead hands. Actually, over my dead body.
Over your dead body. What does that mean?
The things that, for instance, this whole Obama, you know, controlling how much corporations can pay their executives, is just a precursor to what they're going to try to pull in the forward. It's like a, you know, if we can get this, then what are they going to try to do in the future? My wife and I are both in the military, and it's getting increasingly hard for even military members who are trained. And, you know, I've spent 6 years in the Army. I'm infantry. My wife's Air Force. To even, you know, like, ownership of a weapon or, you know, and it's, that's a whole nother egg in the story. At the end of the day, it's all of a sudden become wrong to cling to guns and religion, and, you know, that's what built this country, and that's what made this country strong, and that's all being taken away and being made bad.
Well, I don't know if guns and religion made this country strong. I think the relative freedom that people had is what made this country strong. The freedom for the freedom and the ability to.
But the freedom to have guns and religion was, I think, big on
the
list.
Yeah, I mean, it was certainly nice aspects, but I think the number one thing that made America strong was the fact that you could just go ahead and do what you wanted for the most part. Without the tremendous level of interference that is going on today. But all that said,
stranglehold on our country.
Well, when you say over your dead body, what is that in reference to? Does that mean you're opposing the idea of secession, or
No, the exact opposite. I am all for it. Like, I don't want to see any bloodshed. I definitely, and I'm using this word, a reference very respectfully, I don't want to see another civil war.
Yep.
But things they're going to have to come to a head. I mean, they cannot go on the way that they're going, and it's going to come down to two sides.
Oh,
and the people are in the middle.
Well, you're in the military, so you're kind of in the middle on this. Now, I'm with you, man. I hope they don't get violent. If one state decides it wants to secede, I hope it's just real peaceful and it's paperwork and they take care of it.
But don't fire on any forts. Well, just as some advice.
Well, right. But what if the federal government decides to be the aggressor in this particular instance and go ahead and invade whatever state it is that is planning to secede? Would you, as a member of the military, follow those orders?
No.
So you would then at that point say, look, superior officers, this is against, you know, my beliefs of the Constitution or whatever, and you would stand firm and you would not participate in that kind of an activity.
Absolutely correct. And I can't speak for exact people, but there is a lot of people that believe like myself.
Oh, I absolutely agree with you.
I mean, you know, I'm probably one of those, I'd probably be labeled as one of those kooks that you guys were referencing to earlier, but I feel very strongly about my country. I feel very, very strongly about our freedoms. And we have seen example after example of what happens to countries who take on socialism and things of such nature, and we've seen them fail. And our country is being turned into something it was not made on.
Yeah, I'm absolutely, you know, be certain I'm one of those kooks, too. But now I'm kind of curious. Are you happy about the road that Bush was taking the country down?
Look, I do my job. I do what I'm told until it gets to the point where it goes against my morals or my personal beliefs. I am not an elected official. I am just another, you know, link in the great, you know, chain of our military. There's, you know, many of us that we just do our jobs, we buckle down, and, you know, we no one was forced to be in the military. Nobody held a gun to our head and said, you know, you have to sign up. I volunteered for this. I love my job, but there will come to a point in the time where I am not going to accept watching the destruction of our country. That could lead to so many different conversations, but, again, I can be kind of the oddball. Apparently these days, you know, very few people believe like I do.
I don't know if that answered your question.
I gotta be careful at that point.
Yeah. I understand. He's got to be careful, and I'm willing to let him skirt the issue.
Okay, fair enough. Hey, thanks for the call, dude. Appreciate the words of support to the idea of secession coming from somebody.
And I think that there are a lot of people in the military that feel just like he does. You know, and I'm not sure where their individual lines in the sand are, but I've talked to a lot of guys in the military, former military, and they sound like him.
Let's talk to Kevin in South Carolina, listening to WSCFM. Hello, Kevin. Kevin, hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, I'm all for it. I'll say if our legislators brought that up, I'd be kind of happy about it.
Kind of happy. Okay, that's
well,
good.
Yeah, I mean, I'd be extremely happy about it.
I think it's a great idea.
There's only certain points that, I mean, so much that people can take. Hey, we've shown we've done it once. We can do it again.
Well, no, I don't know if it was done once.
The South Carolinians, we'd be ready to go again.
Well, wait, oh, you meant seceding from the UK, from Great Britain? Is that what you meant?
No, from the federal government. We should do it from the federal government first, and we'll do it again.
I don't think it worked out the first time. I don't know if it was ever successful the first time.
Well, I didn't say that's not here nor there.
Right, and I think that this time around, as long as nobody fires on some military force,
fire on a fort.
We might be able to be all right.
Build one up in the middle of a fort. That's fine.
Oh, boy.
Thanks, Kevin, for the call tonight. More coming up. You take control. Bring up what you want. Do you oppose the idea of secession? It's Free Talk Live.
Stop wasting your time with everything you are trying to learn. Learning should be a pleasure, not torture. The School of Phenomenal Memory gives you the training and tools you need to memorize any type of information quickly and efficiently. Just as you need to exercise to get your body into shape, you need to exercise mentally to improve your memory. The School of Phenomenal Memory will act as your personal trainer, guiding you through a series of 60 lessons. Once completed, you'll be able to memorize any type of information, including entire books guaranteed. Our course is not based on classic mnemonic techniques or other tricks that you simply can't apply in real life. Instead, the School of Phenomenal Memory uses the latest breakthrough and scientific understanding of how memory works, applying techniques based on natural mechanisms of your brain and memory. Start exercising your brain today at pmemory.net and receive Secrets of a Phenomenal Memory, the amazing ebook, absolutely free. Visit pmemory.net. The time is now. Learn how to memorize entire books today.
Every 23 seconds, a violent crime is committed. Rapes, robberies, carjackings, assaults. You can find statistics all day long and tell yourself it probably won't happen to you. But those statistics won't mean anything if you become a victim. It's been said the best offense is a good defense. Prepare yourself by visiting www.aaa-safetyfirst.com. Check out the huge selection of pepper sprays, stun guns, self-defense DVDs, personal alarms, home protection supplies, and hidden cameras. If there's a woman in your life, there's a self-defense product right for her. Don't be a victim. Visit www.aaa-safetyfirst.com and use coupon code GCN to receive a huge 10% discount off your order. That's www.aaa-safetyfirst.com or call 719-289-0440. 719-289-0440 today.
The United States is bankrupt and the bankers want you bankrupt also. How would you like to be debt-free in 90 days guaranteed? DebtCrisisSolutions.com has helped tens of thousands out of debt since 1993 and will free you from the debt trap. DebtCrisisSolutions.com legally guarantees to put an end to wage garnishment, bank levies, and liens, and you won't pay one dime to creditors. With Debt Crisis Solutions program, you'll also restore your credit history and be protected from legal action without making one more payment to creditors. DebtCrisisSolutions.com specializes in credit report restoration, preventing wage garnishment and bank levies, liens, and judgments. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Become debt-free in 90 days, guaranteed. Call Debt Crisis Solutions now for a free consultation at 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
SouthSummit.com is the place for top name brand knives such as Kershaw, Spyderco, Cold Steel, Gerber, K-Bar, Boker, Leatherman, and more. South Summit has one of the largest selections of self-defense products on the web. Knives, stun guns, police batons, pepper spray, LED flashlights, emergency kits, binoculars, and tactical gear are just some of the great products found on SouthSummit.com. Receive discounted prices on camping and preparedness products from Camelback, Kelty, and Eureka. Check out our water store barrels, water purification systems, and Mountain House freeze-dried foods that have a 30-year shelf life. Keep an eye on your family and keep them safe with our do-it-yourself spy camera systems. Mention that you heard this ad on the radio and you'll receive a free LED flashlight with your order. Visit SouthSummit.com. That's South Summit, S-U-M-M-I-T, SouthSummit.com. Or call toll-free 1-800-234-8654. That's 1-800-234-8654.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got a wiki with over 1,800 pages created by listeners like you. Just go to wiki.freetalklive.com and get interactive. You can edit virtually anything you see. W-I-K-I, wiki.freetalklive.com. And AdamEve.com has a special offer for you. Go to AdamEve.com and get 50% off of one item when you type FTL in the offer code coupon checkout. Plus, with your order of $17 or more, they'll throw in a free gift. Get 50% off with offer code FTL at AdamEve.com. That, again, is AdamEve.com. We continue with your phone calls about whatever you want. We'll go to Philip, listening to WFTL in Florida. Hello, Philip. Philip, are you there, sir? Philip going once. Philip going twice. Let's try instead David in New Hampshire. David, you are on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys.
Hey, David. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I'm a podcast listener, and I've been kind of sitting on this for several weeks. Back in December, you had an article, I believe, if I recall, it's been a while, basically it was about the first person to be tried under one of the laws that came about after this MySpace girl's suicide. She committed suicide after finding out that her ex-friend's mother was portraying herself as a boy and started a relationship and dumped her and so on and so forth. And the question that came up that night was how you might deal with threats in the free market. And really, personally, after thinking about it a little bit, I basically came to the decision if I was asked to arbitrate over some issue where someone could prove they were threatened by someone else, I'd make whoever made the threats equally responsible for anything that happened to them. If you said I'm gonna bust up your car, I'm gonna slit your tires or something like that, and that happened, whoever did it and whoever made the threat would be equally liable for the damages.
Okay, that makes sense. But what about I mean, what you're saying there, and what I'm understanding you're saying, is that if somebody made a phone call to say, oh, I'm going to slash, you know, your tires are going to be slashed, the tires ended up being slashed, whether or not it was the individual who made the call, you would bring that person who made the threat. Whether or not the person who made the threat was actually he who committed the act, you would still make that person pay restitution. That makes sense. But right. What about somebody who just threatens you? What about the climate of fear that something like that can create in someone's mind? Is that worth restitution? I think it might actually be.
Well, I think it's worth at least the potential of it's not just, you know, I think the threat itself. The restitution for the threat is I'm going to be responsible for whatever happens.
But that's not really okay. But if nothing really happens, I guess that's good. Obviously, we don't want anybody to have their tires slashed, and we don't want somebody to, you know, be beaten with a baseball bat or whatever the threat might end up being.
Right.
But if I make a phone call to your house and say I'm going to kidnap your children, and it never happens, but you're still living in fear of the possibility that your children might be kidnapped, then I've affected your life. You know, I've had a real negative or deleterious effect on your life simply by making the threat. And so my question for you is would you like to see anything done to those people, or should you just be able to make a phone call to somebody's house, deliver threatening letters, and, you know, deliver all manners of threats and not have to do, you know, not have to pay any sort of price for it?
Well, I think the logical extension of that for extreme threats, injury to children, person, rape, things like that, those are real extreme. I think for those cases, you'd have, you know, you could basically make them reimburse you for extra security, perhaps.
Okay.
You know, that could be the judgment. Okay, well, someone said they're going to kidnap my children, so I'm going to hire round-the-clock surveillance on my house to make sure my children are safe.
For how long is really the you know, I wasn't here for this discussion, but you know, I'm getting up to speed on it now.
Right.
How long do you get to, if somebody makes a threat against me, how long do I get to have this security? Do I get it for the rest of my life, the rest of my children's lives? Does this person's estate have to pay for this security? Also, when it comes to a threat and slashed tires, for instance, what if a guy who threatened to slash my tires back in high school, and then, you know, I recall this, oh, yeah, Your Honor, this guy threatened to slash my tires. I'm 37 now, and...
Yeah, how do you draw the conclusion that it was actually the person...
I had the same concern myself. Really, there's two problems with it. There isn't a period of time to declare someone safe from that threat.
Mm-hmm.
And two, if you do declare some kind of time, okay, you're culpable for 1 year. 1 year and 1 day later, that causes a problem. So
yeah.
I think it's really something that if it happens, the person who made the threat should bring the issue to arbitration and say, hey, I made the threat a year ago. You know, I don't think I should be fully responsible for this. I mean, you know, I've taken care of, you know, I've paid for their, you know, extra security or paid for insurance on the tires for a year. You know, I don't think I should be, and that should be left up to the arbitrator, like a different arbitrator perhaps.
And I could certainly see
into account.
I mean, again, we're talking about a free market world where there would be private arbitrators competing for business, and people would want to go to these arbitrators because their reputation would be on the line. And I would think that issuing threats or engaging in threats would be a pretty negative mark on one's reputation. So certainly there would be, within the system, there would be ways to prevent people from doing this even in the first place. It probably would be relatively rare, because I think that something should be done on the issue of if you've been threatened and you take that person to arbitration just over the threat. You know, if you've got an answering machine message, caller ID, if you've got the evidence that somebody has threatened you, then it makes sense to go in front of an arbitrator and show the evidence and have them make a decision on it and black mark their reputation over it. I wouldn't have any problem with that. Do you?
No, not at all. I was thinking about that earlier when I was planning the call. Especially in a free market, it might really even be easier to prove it was somebody. Nowadays, you can send an email and fake the whoever's sending it,
mm-hmm.
so it looks like a certain person is sending it. But, you know, I haven't looked into privacyharbor.com, but from what I've heard from the interview that y'all had, basically, you go to the website to get the email. So that more or less guarantees that whoever sent it, you know, if they went through privacy, you know, if they logged into privacyharbor.com and then the recipient logs into privacyharbor.com to receive it, then that's, you know, it's more definite who received like an email or phone calls or something like that would probably be more, you know, especially with the ability to improve upon such things without having the regulation behind it.
Okay, well, it's good to hear from somebody else on this, and I thank you for the call and the discussion here tonight, because I was a little, you know, when we originally discussed this, Mark, and you said you weren't here for it, maybe you were on vacation at the time, but
I think so.
When we had originally discussed this, I was not sure where to go with the idea of, well, it's a threat. Has anyone really been harmed? And
it's a tough issue.
Right, I felt like, well, there's no real damage, but at the same time, no one wants to be threatened. I mean, there is some mental, I think, upset that comes from being threatened, and I think that it's a completely different level than making fun of somebody, for instance, online, which is kind of what the legislation he was talking about does, where if you just are mean to somebody on the internet, then that's a crime. And I think there's if you don't like people being mean to you on the internet, then don't take those people's emails and stop going to the websites
where they hang out.
Yeah, don't go to that forum or whatever. So I don't think there's any problem with being mean and nasty on the internet. That's freedom of speech. But I think once you threaten someone's life, you threaten their property, you threaten their family, you threaten their safety, I think there's a line that's been crossed. And that's what I was asking for. I was just asking for other people's thoughts on that, and I'm glad he made them, because I don't think anyone else answered that question. Let's continue with your phone calls, or no, we won't, actually, because Daniel dropped off the line. So toll-free numbers for you are 800-259-9231.
So we were talking about this legislation on secession here.
Yes.
Actually, this is more...
Nullification.
HCR 6 here in New Hampshire, and then there's... I guess 7 other pieces of legislation around the United States in Arizona, Hawaii, Montana, Michigan, Missouri, Oklahoma, and Washington all have similar bits of legislation. Apparently, there's another 13 states on top of that that are looking at them. I guess what my question is not would you like to see secession of your state if the federal government gets too, you know, big and intrusive, because there's always going to be somebody out there who agrees with me on that. Is do you agree with attacking a state that secedes? Say Vermont wants to go off and do its little socialist thing. Is it okay to attack them, to bring them back?
Do you support rolling in tanks?
Rolling tanks in.
1-800-259-9231. Yeah, I don't want to talk to people that agree with me. This is Free Talk Live.
I'm Todd Davis, CEO of LifeLock, and what I'm about to tell you is true. My real Social Security number is 457-55-5462. You may think I'm crazy, but I know my identity is safe. At LifeLock, every member is covered by our $1 million total service guarantee.
Every 3 seconds, someone's identity is stolen. It's not just the money that's being stolen. It's your reputation, your credit, and your valuable time to fix the huge mess. At LifeLock, we aim to prevent identity theft before it happens, and if anything happens while you're a client of LifeLock, you'll be protected by our exclusive $1 million total service guarantee. With LifeLock, you'll also see a huge reduction in junk mail and pre-approved credit offers. Call 1-800-603-6487 right now and get 30 days of LifeLock for free. Protect yourself and your family from identity theft. And when you call right now, get 30 days free. Call now, 1-800-603-6487. That's 1-800-603-6487. Again, 1-800-603-6487.
What will happen when the grocery stores are empty? What are you going to do once your food is gone? What will you do when the dollar is worthless and your family needs to eat? Growing your own food is the only way to have real self-sufficiency and peace of mind. GetSeeds.net is offering an amazing special on 100 different varieties of heirloom vegetable seeds with a complete range of crops. That's 100 packets of non-hybrid seeds for only $49 with free shipping. You will have the comfort of knowing that you are truly prepared. These affordable prices are our way to pay it forward. So in turn, GetSeeds.net asks you to share these seeds of life with the less fortunate. Go to GetSeeds.net and get 100 seed packets for only $49 with free shipping. Or call 877-394-6657. That's 877-394-6657. Or go to GetSeeds.net.
How many times have you been in the dark looking for a flashlight, only to find the one that you have is broken, the batteries are dead, or it's just not bright enough? You need the Packlight. The Packlight is the longest-lasting flashlight on the market and simply snaps onto any 9-volt battery and uses 2 high-powered LED lights. It's small enough to carry in your pocket, car, garage, and home. The Packlight can survive severe impact, defrozen solid, and still work flawlessly. The Packlight is so durable, soldiers overseas rely on them, and has been featured in the New York Times and Backpacker magazine. The Packlight comes with a 25-year warranty, and prices start at just $12.99. To learn more and see for yourself just how incredible this small flashlight can be, visit 9voltlight.com. That address again is 9voltlight.com. Or call us today at 877-715-4448. That's 877-715-4448.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Show is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program, and you can bring up whatever you want if you dial toll-free to 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you tonight.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Those other talk show hosts, they want to charge you for accessing their sites. Ours is free, so enjoy it on us at freetalklive.com. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can become an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We take that money in and reinvest it into the show, getting on more radio stations around the country, bringing more internet listeners on board, and helping expose new people to the ideas of freedom. Just head on over to amp.freetalklive.com to get on board and get access to the perks like the AMP only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more. It's all there at amp.freetalklive.com. As we continue with your phone calls about what you want, it's Bill in Florida listening to WFLA in Tampa. Hello, Bill.
Hey, yeah. Hey. You're talking about the secession.
Yes, sir.
Absolutely not. We should not use any kind of force. Just let, if a state wants to secede, just let them go. If they fail. If they don't, they don't. Good for them.
Everybody's so agreeable tonight.
Yeah. This,
well, I mean, I'm also a current free stater.
Oh, great. Well,
odd free stater, too, because I'm also a current law enforcement officer.
That is a little unusual.
That's pretty cool.
Very cool.
So now, if California decided to go, and boy, talk about doffing my hat. Bon voyage. If California. What's that?
He'd help him.
Yeah. I'd help California.
I'd help them pack their bags. Don't let the street door hit you. If California decides to go, except for those good folks in Eureka County that are listening to us on what is it called?
KGOE.
KGOE.
That's right.
If California decides to go, they're the eighth largest economy in the world. They might be even whooping France right about now, which would make them the seventh largest economy. And that's comparing, you know, that's putting United States on that list, too. They would put a real big dent in our GDP or whatever if they decided to go off on their own. Now,
well, what? It's just a number.
Yeah,
GDP is just a number.
I'm just saying, what if California decides to go?
I think it's more likely that California is going to break up. I don't think California. I mean, if they keep
there's
going,
there's a secession movement inside of California. They want to make the free state of Jefferson, taking northern California and southern Oregon.
Okay. I think that'd be great if California broke up, because that's the direction it seems like they're going in. We talked about them this week. They're having some major money problems to the point where the counties are collecting money, giving it to the state, expecting the state to hand it back to them, and the state is basically saying, "Well, we're not going to give you your money this month." Or next month. And so it's really kind of ticking off some of those government guys at the county level. And, of course, they're not actually going to do anything about it. But it's a possibility that if things get real dire, they may decide to put their foot down and do some sort of secession thing within the state, which would be really exciting. Any other thoughts for us tonight, Bill?
I don't know. No, that's about it.
I appreciate the call. Look forward to seeing you up here in New Hampshire when you get up this way. Thank you, sir. 800-259-9231. Bill mentioned he was a Free Stater. That means he is a member of the Free State Project, or a participant, rather, in the Free State Project, meaning that he is going to, at some point, pick up his life and his family and move up here to New Hampshire to join the Liberty Movement.
Like we did.
Which is great. All right, so 800-259-9231. So, Mark, the conservative talk show hosts, of which we are not, nor are we liberal talk show hosts.
I think I'm more conservative than a lot of those talk show hosts. That's the way I see myself.
Yeah, well, I don't know.
I'm also more liberal.
So the conservative talk show hosts for a while now have been bellyaching about the fairness doctrine is going to come back. And for those that don't know, the fairness
doctrine... I was scared of that.
The fairness doctrine was around in the 1980s. I think it was Reagan that actually ended up getting rid of it. But it was around, and it was a set of rules for radio stations to follow in regards to giving, like, political candidates equal time on the air, in that if you were going to interview one candidate, then you would have to make an offer to the opposing candidate to say, well, okay, well, we had so-and-so in for 10 minutes, and now we would like to invite you in for 10 minutes. And whether they took you up on it or not was up to them. But it was, I'm sure there was more to the fairness doctrine, but just to give you a general idea of what it was like, they were effectively controlling program content on radio stations.
Just like the FCC normally does, the rules were ambiguous and they were followed sort of in a traditional manner rather than a letter of the law manner, because nobody knew what the hell the FCC rules meant. In the same way that there's no rule that says you can't say, the seven dirty words on the radio, there's a rule that says you cannot offend community standards, whatever the hell the community is and whatever their standards are.
So the reason I bring this up is because it does look like their predictions were accurate. It looks as though there is something a brewing out there in Washington, D.C. land that is going to bring back some concept of the fairness doctrine. It'll probably be completely different than it used to be. In fact, it's likely they're not going to call it the fairness doctrine. And, of course, an interesting point about this is the Senator Debbie Stabenow, or however you pronounce her last name, the senator who's proposing this fairness standard, she says, it's time to pass a standard. Now, whether it's called the fairness standard or something else, I absolutely think it's time to bring accountability to the airwaves. I mean, our new president has talked rightly about accountability and transparency. You know that we all have to step up and be responsible. And I think in this case, there needs to be some accountability and standards put into place. And then she goes on to say that she's planning on doing something like this at some point within the next year or so. Well, what does all that mean? What is it going to mean for talk radio?
It's a violation of free speech and freedom of the press, as far as I can tell.
But that's something they've been doing for a long time, so
right,
it will just be another violation of...
Right. What does it mean? It's going to make it difficult to, program your station. You're going to have to put on stuff that's boring. It's going to, there's a reason that Air America, programming is not, it doesn't have the ratings that regular programming does. People don't want to listen to it. I don't know why. I like listening now and then to the...
some liberal talk is doing great. It's not on Air America.
I happen to like listening to Tom Hartman, even though he's, he talks down to you a little bit, but
he's
like
on Air America, but he's moving to another syndicate.
Yeah, he's leaving. Ed right. Schultz and what's the other? Stephanie Miller. Those are well listened to shows that aren't on Air America, unfortunately. Now, they do have a really great morning show, which is Lionel, but he's not really liberal.
Yeah.
So you've got this problem going on over
there.
Well,
and here's an interesting point about this. This Senator Stabenow from Michigan apparently is married to Tom Athens, who happens to be a talk radio executive in the liberal talk radio world.
Yeah, what a surprise.
So, yeah, isn't this just how things tend to work in Washington, D.C.?
Strange bedfellows. I mean, whatever.
Typical bedfellows. People in business.
Well, they are bedfellows, Ian.
Literally. Yeah, it's true. People in business using their connections in Washington to effectively improve their business lot. And
unless they sleep like I Love Lucy, where they got the two twins.
The two twins, yeah.
I'd go for that. My wife will just take over the bed. It doesn't matter how big it is.
So I guess, I'm bringing this up just to let people know what's coming. And I'm just curious to speculate as to what is it that talk radio conservative types are going to do about this. I think I heard Glenn Beck saying something about not going along with it, but if they target the business owners of the radio stations, which is the likely way they're going to do
things.
They
always do, because that's where the license lies.
Exactly. So they've asked for permission from the FCC to go out and have a radio station, and so whatever rules the FCC lays down, they have to follow or they'll lose their license. So I don't see anybody standing up to this. I mean, maybe KGZ out in Montana will do it, because they're real rebels.
Got a pair there.
But most radio station owners are not going to. If this legislation comes down, and obviously I'm speculating, if they say, well, if you're going to have 3 hours of conservative programming, you have to have 3 hours of liberal programming. And whatever that means, how will they define what is conservative, what is liberal? I don't know. Obviously, it'll be easy for most talk radio, but for this show, how will they categorize this show?
Right. I want to do away with Social Security and you know, marijuana legislation.
Yeah.
And gun regulation.
Yeah.
And, you know, like
abolish the state. How do you categorize
well,
that?
Well, I wouldn't go that far.
I would. Again, they're going to target the owners of the stations. So show content providers like Free Talk Live or Glenn Beck or whoever may still be able to create the show they were already creating, but the radio station owner may simply be told, well, if you want to air that show, you have to air this show. You have to air this show.
Right.
And
there's nobody is going to come in here and tell us what to say. It seems very unlikely.
I ain't going to do it.
Well, we already do in that we don't say the 7 dirty words.
That's true. We don't want to put our station's licenses in jeopardy. That's true.
So, I mean, you know, we can talk real big, but, well, there's... Well, actually, it's more like 4 words. Because
And we don't interview politicians on this show, so it's not like we really... Well, of course, we did one this morning, or this beginning of the show.
Things aren't going well for us.
No, it's not. All right. Well, anyway, wanted to just kind of talk generally about the idea of, will anyone stand up to this?
How can you stand up? If they tell a radio station, if you air a conservative program, you must air a liberal program, and I don't know what they're going to do about libertarian programming or, you know, whatever.
I don't know either. This is scary.
What's going to happen to the people that do, you know, relationship talk and money talk and health talk and all that other talk.
What's scariest is the fact that the radio industry will likely just bend right over for whatever these new regulations are. Oh, sure, they're going to complain. They're going to lobby against it as hard as they can. But if it ends up being passed, they'll all just bow right down and do what they need to do. And that may just mean taking their news talk station off the air and putting on music, which would be a real tragedy. More coming up. Hour 2 is on the way. You can bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.